to see you here tonight, midweek service. I hope, hope you're doing all right. Hope you're keeping your head above water a little bit. Romans chapter number 1, verse 15, it says, So as much as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. And what a great, Paul says, as best as I can, I'm ready. Ready. Look at verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. God, we thank you for how good you are to us, and thank you for your unending mercy and love. And God, I thank you that you give us, through your word, confidence. Thank you, through your Holy Spirit, you give us power. And God, I pray that we would take that and not be ashamed of the gospel. Lord, help us in our day-to-day life make application of these couple verses here tonight. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. The world has just become, let's say it like this. The world continues to get increasingly hostile toward biblical Christianity. I mean, it's the ways of the world versus the things of God. And they have never run together, but it just seems it is getting more vocal, more, just the hostility towards biblical values. The lost truly just flaunt their sinful ways, and they're lost, they don't know, and we're going to see our obligation in that, but there's no holding back in sin, it's glorified. There is I hate to even go down this road, but I'm not this way, but there is an agenda. All right, and there is it's just a worldly agenda. The devil has his way, and he's trying since the beginning of time to cause the Christian to the believer to doubt God's word, and to call good evil and evil good, and that it's just prevalent today. There's just again for sake of the children tonight. There's an attack. How about that? Here we go. There's an attack on family values. Can we say that? We understand what we're talking about? All right. And it is just sickening. And I'll tell you this. I don't think it's going away. I don't think until the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, I think this is how that thing goes. I think there's just an unashamedness about sin. Well, we don't have... We don't have to be ashamed about the gospel. The gospel, according to 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. There's a lot of gray area outside of the Word of God as to what exactly even is the gospel. Thankful for the Word of God, Brother George, that just sets us straight on all matters. It identifies us. It tells us what a man is. Tells us what a woman is, tells us what the gospel is, tells us who we are, tells us who God is. Praise the Lord for that. But the message that condemns sin, surprisingly, is not popular. For the world to be so flaunting of its sin, and then for someone to stand up and say, oh, excuse me, that's wrong. Oh, man. It is that doesn't go over well. It's like a wet blanket, not well received. It's like a lead balloon, just doesn't go over well, right? You understand what I'm saying there? The message that condemns sin has never been well received by the world. What does it say? It says that you're guilty before God as a sinner. People don't like to be told that they're wrong. Much less eternally wrong. Jesus is the only way to heaven. He is the only way for salvation. And there is maybe some pressure on Christians to practice Christianity privately. I'm going to love God. I'm going to go to church, but I'm not going to tell anybody about that. Why? Because I just don't want to face the ridicule. I was talking to a man, it was a couple months ago, worked for an international company. He said when he started the company, it was very conservative, but since then, there's been a lot of change in management who has tried to, again, being an international company, has tried to hold hands with the ways of the world. And now, where once his values and views were very much parallel to that of upper management, now, he almost is afraid to say anything because of the ridicule. So instead of getting ridiculed and troubled, you know what? I'm just going to do my thing. I'm going to come in and do my job. I'm not going to ruffle feathers. I'm not going to say anything about Jesus. And I'm going to worship the Lord privately. And there's pressure to do that. Maybe you work in a workplace that is somewhat antagonistic against the things of God. I really don't want to be known as a Christian in this world. Why? Because that comes with some repercussions. The boss is as wicked as the day is long, and if he finds out that I love the Lord and I draw a line somewhere, hey, the next promotion probably won't come my way. I'm going to be faithful to church. I'm going to raise my family right. But in the workplace, or maybe you attend a secular school or something, and hey, it's just a lot easier to keep my mouth shut. I'm the only one in the class that feels this way about the Lord. Everyone else just seems to embrace the broad way that leads right to hell. I'm just going to be quiet. It's just easier. There's pressure on that. The world will lie and say, no, we're tolerant towards all. That's not true. It's quite the contrary. It's tolerant to anything that's sinful, but it is intolerant towards righteousness. Paul was confident of the power of the gospel and was not ashamed. So, well, Paul didn't have to. Paul dealt with situations very similar to what we're dealing with. The world in which he lived was very contrary to the things of God. And Paul says, hey, I just want everybody to know, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why would you say such things? Because it had such a superiority towards anything else around. It was the right answer. Let us remember this, that the gospel is an expression of God's love and mercy towards mankind. It is God's answer to our sinful nature. Maybe at your house, sometimes young people don't quite conduct themselves in a way that is ready for adulthood. You understand? See, what do you mean? Sometimes you're just careless and you don't know things. And your parents will sit you down and say, listen, conduct yourself in this way. This is wise. This is godly. This is what you want to do. And how do you respond to that? Hey, how you respond to that will very much help you in the course of your life. If you push against that, when mom and dad say, I say, hey, listen, it's a good idea not to run with scissors. Who do you think you are? I've run with scissors 100 times before. I only have one eye left, but that's fine. I'm good with that. Hey, listen, son, I want you to tie your shoes when you're playing. No, that's fine. They just get in my way and it slows me down. Listen, just listen to instruction. How about the magnitude of eternity? If we resist just simple instructions, how about the magnitude that you're a sinner on your way to hell? Let us remember, as your parents try and help you in life, God, through the gospel, is helping mankind. It's the greatest expression of mercy. Why? Because of my sin, I deserve hell. And yet God somehow, in his perfect, infinitely wonderful way, designed it that he could love us. And for us, God has a plan and a purpose. He doesn't want you to take your faith and hide it, right? Matthew chapter 5. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and do what? Glorify what? The Father. Hey, God didn't put a light inside of you for that thing to be covered up. He put a light inside of you because you ought not to be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Man is a sinner. And in man's sin, he needs salvation. The world does think it does not need that message. So how do you know? Because I've offered. Right? I was at McDonald's. What is today? Wednesday. Monday. Dollar coffee, any size. Pull up. I had change in my pocket. I didn't even have to use a credit card. And I pull up, dollar coffee. I'll take a large coffee, 4 cream, 2 sugar. Gotta get rid of the coffee taste. So give the lady $1.07 in coins, which are still valid tenders, and I said, can I give you a gospel track? She said, I'm all set. It wasn't because, hey, I'm a Christian too. I could tell by her response. She didn't want to. The world thinks it doesn't need salvation. Let me tell you this. The gospel message has not changed. Look at Revelation chapter number 14. Revelation chapter number 14. Who wrote the book of Revelation? John. Right? Yes, the Apostle John. Revelation chapter 14, verse 6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the, what does he say? The everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and every nation and kindred and tongue and people. Aren't you glad the gospel is everlasting? This past Saturday, Hudson, we went door to door. We went in Brockport. You were on my team, right? We were together. There we were door to door. The road came to a split. We had to decide which side of the road we were going to go on. And we chose one side of the road for one sole purpose. Do you remember what it was? What was that? There was a garage sale on that side. McDowell's were on one side. We got to pick the other. I said, we'll take that side. We walked up. I said, do you have any board games for sale? And she said, we do not. I was with Isaac. Isaac said, do you have any baseball cards for sale? Hudson purchased, I don't know, 50, 100 baseball cards for $3 American. There we go. We got home. We sorted through. We found, who did we find? Pete Rose, all-time hit leader, still not in the Hall of Fame. A guy by the name of Nolan Ryan. We were excited. 1982 cards, 1984 cards. In that deck, Hudson, you had like a dozen of these little yellow cards. The little yellow cards, if you send them in to Topps, like Topps trading cards, you had a chance to win tickets to the All-Star game. He said, Dad, I want to send these in. I said, son, that All-Star game has come and gone. He said, look, you could win one of 20,000 baseball mitts, right? Isn't that what it was? Something like that? So we looked on the back, and that thing was only good until 1985 or something like that. There you are, standing at the gates of heaven. How do you get in? By the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm sorry, that's expired. Oh no. The blood of Jesus Christ is an everlasting gospel. It's not a ticket that's going to go away. It's not going to run out. It's not going to, I'm sorry, that is no longer valid. Hey, the book of Revelation says, John said there was an angel, he came down and he had one message, and it was the everlasting gospel. Praise the Lord, the message has not changed. You cannot pay for your sins with good works. You can't get out of it. God has provided a Savior. The Bible says in John chapter number 1 and verse 29, He is the Lamb of God which takes away the sin of the world. Jesus Christ is the only hope for salvation. Acts 4:12. How many of you memorized that for teen camp this year? Anybody memorize that for teen camp? Oh, they're all in teens. Stinky teens are in teens. Going to have someone quote it for us. Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other. Hey, this is a verse you should have memorized. Neither is there salvation in any other. Because someone will tell you, I'm getting to heaven my way. The Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus Christ is the only hope for salvation. He's the only answer. Romans chapter 5. Romans 5:8. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, what? Christ died for us. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death. Say, I want to pay for my sins myself. You can't get out of your sin by your good works. And I promise you, you do not want to pay for them yourself. Gospel is the message of truth. Psalm 107. Psalm 107. In verse 1, O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. Hey, the Lord Jesus Christ save you? Did He? Absolutely. Well, I'm just going to keep that to myself. No, the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. The message of the gospel has not changed. Neither has the mission. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 20 tells me that we are now ambassadors. Today, the President of the United States arrived in Israel, shook hands with Benjamin Netanyahu, and at that moment, for a few moments, he represented some 300 million people. We all couldn't go. We probably all wouldn't be allowed to. Brother Parrott, if you said, I would like to meet Benjamin Netanyahu, I'm sorry, that probably won't go so well. You go over there, we're going to send somebody. Hey, do you understand that? You are an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ now. He saved us and called us to reach others with the same message that saved you. And every day we encounter people, we come across people that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. I am just as guilty, if not more guilty, of just conducting life. I'm not ashamed, I'm just busy. Matthew chapter 28. If you're too busy to tell someone, man, if you're too busy to tell someone about the Lord Jesus Christ, you're too busy. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. In verse 6. We are co-laborers together. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3, 6, let's remember this. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. If you've been saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, Bible tells us that we ought not to be ashamed. That we're actually commissioned. Commissioned as ambassadors. It says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm going to ask you, and we could probably go from this side of the room to that side of the room, probably close to a 100% for sure thing. The person that told you about the Lord Jesus Christ wasn't a lost person, but was someone that knew Jesus. Can we agree? There might be a strange circumstance where someone, somehow, I don't know. But I'm guessing the majority of people that told you about Christ was someone that had been saved by Christ. So why are you saying that? Because the world's not going to tell the world how to find Christ. We get all excited when a professional singer gets up and they say, I scored that touchdown. I just appreciate God and what he's done. And all of a sudden, the whole world blows up, right? Wow, this is so great. This guy gave honor and glory to God. Yeah, but the gospel wasn't given. He just said the word God. Who knows? He could be talking about Allah for all I know. It's not the gospel. Now, anytime anyone gets pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm all in. Don't get me wrong. Please understand that giving the gospel is the most important thing. And we are co-laborers together. Say, well, who gets credit? Who cares who gets credit? God gets credit. God gave the increase. 1 John chapter number 2. 1 John chapter number 2 and verse 28. We're almost done. Last verse. 1 John 2:28. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. How on earth could I be not ashamed at his coming? By being faithful to do what he's told me to do. This is the one time I'm hoping my dad's not watching service, but tomorrow I'm having lunch with my dad, just me and him. Amen. And I'm praying for another opportunity to share the gospel. Amen. Been thinking about it, been praying about it. I've been saved for, I've been saved for 34 years. Since then, we've been trying to tell my dad about the Lord. And circumstances in his life might lend itself to having a conversation unlike any before. And I'm praying. Just me and him. I hope I don't get ashamed. Hey, there's a guy sitting at the next to you at the workplace. Are you ashamed? Are you ashamed even to invite him to church? Say, why would I be ashamed? Well, maybe societal pressures. Maybe you don't live a life that would dictate you are a Christian. Hey, let's not be private practice Christians. Paul said with all confidence, I am not ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am not ashamed of the gospel. Why? Why would you not be ashamed, Paul? Because it's the answer and help to all mankind. Are you ashamed of the gospel? Tonight we're going to do something a little bit different for prayer. Pray for Mrs. Bayer and Brother Bayer. He's just having a longer time trying to get recovery from his illness. He was in the hospital for a day, and that was last week or so. And so just pray for them. They're home watching, and told them that we would be praying for them. But if we could pray for a couple things tonight. In light of this message tonight, I thought, maybe we could ask the Lord for some opportunities this week where we could share the gospel. Now, if we ask for that, we need to be careful that we be faithful with that. And number two, if we could spend some time praying for Vacation Bible School. Next Monday, our vacation, as Pastor Seatman said, and we got signs around town, we got stuff on our Facebook page, stuff on our website, we've handed out invites to friends and neighbors. It doesn't look like starting tomorrow, there's going to be a lot of stuff going up. We are trying to limit how much we set up before Wednesday night service. The entryway is going to be London Bridge. We're going to have a time portal that goes from modern day London to old England. And this is going to be my office. I'm going to be George Mueller and talking about faith and prayer all week. Each of the classrooms are going to be specialty shops, all that to be able to share the gospel. That's why we're doing that. That's why we spend the money and invest time. We've had many laborers out this week painting, cutting, building, screwing in frames, so appreciate all that. All of that for the opportunity. Opportunity to be able to share the gospel. Will you please pray with us, not for us, with us, for VBS next week. And pray for yourself. Say, that sounds weird. That you not be ashamed. That you would shine the light of Christ. Now you'd be, that you would tell people about Jesus. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.